Over the past 2 years, staff at the Lenox Library has been compiling photos, postcards, and maps chronicling the Berkshire town's history and make them available for the world to see. Sharon Hawks is the library's executive director.
So this is a way to get all our images out there so that people can do research or just enjoy them because it's their heritage. It's also important for us as a preservation tool. In case these things deteriorate further, we'll always have the content that's within the images and documents.
The library's items can now be seen on the website Digital Commonwealth. Started out of the Boston Public Library in 2003, the nonprofit launched a new website last year that currently has more than 173,000 digitized items from 130 organizations across Massachusetts. Tom Blake is the Digital Projects Manager at Boston Public Library.
Once you digitize materials, they're really a lot more powerful and meaningful once they are online together. So you can mix and match. If one particular library has photographs by a certain photographer and another library has different photographs by the same photographer, instead of having that collection kind of segregated and siloed in their respective institutions, they can now be brought together and people can search for things across the statewide collections.
Digital Commonwealth has two imaging labs, one with a 90-inch by 72-inch movable vacuum easel that gently pulls items down that is set up under a high-resolution digital camera. The imaging services are free to any organization willing to showcase its collection on the website. Blake says workers can digitize up to 300 items a day, mostly books, maps, and posters. He says the most unusual item digitized so far was Helen Keller's bathing suit.
If you start looking through our public libraries, you're going to find a history of community members who were collectors, maybe a little eccentric, that just gave their stuff to the public libraries for whatever reason. And public libraries, because they tend to be community centers, say, sure, you know, we'd be more than happy to take this.
The Lenox Library's items are mostly photos of Gilded Age Berkshire cottages and posters from the Berkshire Symphonic Festival, now known as Tanglewood. Hawk says many of the cottages no longer exist, so the plate glass images from photographer Edwin Hale Lincoln are some of the only remaining evidence.
They actually scanned the glass plate negatives and were able to turn them into positive images for us. What was really exciting was we found more detail on those scanned images than we had ever seen in the prints. So we're getting a lot more detail, a lot more information off of that group of photos.
After loading up one cargo van with the nearly 2,300 items and trekking them to Boston to be scanned, Hawk says library staff is already creating a list of what's next among its 20,000 item special collection.
The town's non-importation agreement, signed by the property owners, who would have been the men in those days, in 1774, saying that we will not import or consume anything from Great Britain. This was 1 year after the Boston Tea Party and 2 years before 1776 hit.
Other Berkshire organizations like the North Adams Public Library and the Clark Art Institute are already featured on Digital Commonwealth. Blake says over the last 5 to 10 years, digitized collections are becoming more popular among libraries and archives.
People are starting their information-seeking behavior online, and rather than kind of moan about that and feel like it's some sort of competition, we really want to, as an industry, we understand we need to meet our users where they are. Rather than waiting for the people to walk through the door and ask us a question about our collections, this is more of a push economy for us. So this is not meant to replace a library visit. This is really meant to attract people.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.